Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Joypad Podcast. My name is Tom, and I am joined here by only two of my three fellow castmates. That is the two Mikes, Mike Pinto and Mike Fleming. We are sadly without Megan because she has some job jewel obligations that she can't get out of. So we wish her well. We hope that she will return and unjob jewel herself very shortly. So, without further ado, we'll make our rounds. I will start with Mr. Pinto, since you are among the two of us who have a working camera, even though you, listener, won't see that. Take that this week. How are you doing? What's your beverage de la evening, and what's your gaming going?
I'm pretty good. My beverage de la evening is some hot chocolate, because I'm an adult who likes to drink a hot candy bar in a cup, and it's delicious. I also have water, of course. As we all know, hydration is key. I could do some double fisting, but I'll finish the hot chocolate first and then switch to the water. That hot and cold experience doesn't do much for me. Gaming-wise...
You don't like to mix the hot and the cold?
Sometimes I do, but I don't feel like it right now. So,
a little ice cube in the hot chocolate?
Yeah. Then it's room temperature chocolate, which when not in beverage form is pretty good, actually. I prefer room temperature chocolate. I've been playing Pokemon Sword, mostly. We haven't recorded in a while. Oh, stink bug. I hate it. Sorry.
In your coffee?
That's No.
Or
just
in your hot chocolate.
Just crawling around on my desk. Don't kill stink bugs, guys, because that makes the stink come out, and that attracts more stink bugs. Just lightly remove them.
I've never smelled stink from a stink bug. Whenever I've smashed one, like, I guess I wrap them up and it gets contained first. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. The stink, yeah. Stink begets stink, my friend.
Words to live
That's
by.
That's right. So I've been playing Pokemon Sword mostly, and I don't know, I've been working so much that I really haven't had too much time for games, which is always a bummer, and it feels like we say that a lot. But
yeah,
I haven't gotten any further. It's been 2 weeks since we recorded. We skipped a week, and I believe that I had said I had just beaten the fifth gym. Haven't beaten that sixth gym yet, because I got stuck in that trap of just running around and leveling up all the Pokemon in my box and doing wonder trades and seeing what I can catch.
That's the best way to do it.
And, yeah.
Beating gyms is for suckers, because then the game's fucking over.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always more Pokemon.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
Oh, I also have some sad news. I wish Megan was here for this, because she knows about it. So I bought the Dead Space remake, and I had to return it, because my computer can't run it.
Ooh, too strong?
Yep. Yeah, that's the first game I've really run into where that's happened. And
wow.
I returned it, I got my money back. I thought about hanging on to it, because as we all know, I'm planning on building a new computer actually very soon.
Nice.
Within the first half of this year, I would say. But I decided I'll return the game, get the money back, and then buy it again later when I have a more powerful rig to do it with. So
it'll be cheaper later, too. So
hopefully. But that was my Dead Space remake experience. I was very sad. But at least I got the money back. And
what graphics card do you have?
Just a 570. So nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But that gives me more incentive to build the new PC, which you guys will be very involved in, I'm sure. So we'll get...
Evil finger tapping intensifies.
Yep, we'll get there soon. That's really about it for games. Little Stardew here and there. Doing a little dose of Stardew here and there, but nothing crazy.
You hitting that Stardew again?
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Doing the do. Oh.
Doing the do.
Can't say that. That's something different, though I do love me some Code Red.
Somewhere out there, there's like a commercial for Stardew Valley. It just says do the do. Somebody's put together.
But yeah, I think that's it for me. So I'm going to pass it off to Mr. Michael Fleming. How are you doing? What are you drinking? What have you been playing? Are you grumpy about your webcam, etc.?
I am grumpy about the webcam, but it's okay because it's an audio podcast, so we'll just tickle the ears and not the eyes today. I am a little bit upset. I was trying to finish my sandwich while you were talking, Pinto, and I proceeded to squirt ketchup on my mouse pad.
No!
So that was kind of gross, but I cleaned it up right as you were coming over to me, so everything's good.
I have an important question.
What's up?
What kind of sandwich?
Well, it is a crispy chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
No, it's got ketchup on it, so it's obviously not a McChicken, which contains only three glorious ingredients, not including the bun.
No, it is not a McChicken. It's the fancy McChicken sandwich, because it's pickles, a bigger patty, and bread. Nicer bread, too.
I do not like pickles on a sandwich.
What?
Pickles are aside for me. I don't want to bite down into meat and taste pickle at the same time. It's a very strong flavor.
I get that, but pickles, especially McDonald's pickles, are delicious. So anyway, enough about my sandwich. Let's talk about my beverage. My beverage is an IBC root beer from McDonald's, because, yeah, they changed from Barks. I don't know why they did it. That is
controversial.
That is the question. It's actually very good. My only disappointment with the change is that I don't know if it's my McDonald's or all McDonald's or just the poor fast food workers that are there, but root beer is a very foamy beverage, and IBC root beer is a very, very foamy root beer. So you often, if let's say you get a medium, like the top third to fifth, somewhere depending on who it is just like empty air because all this, you know, all the root beer foams up and then they don't fill it. So it's only downside, but it's good.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's good. I still like it. I have a half left, so I'll be sipping on this while we talk.
I don't know that I've ever had or seen IBC in a fountain before.
I've never either.
Only in the bottle. Only in the glass bottle.
Yeah, I've never either. And then my wife said to me,
My wife.
She said to me, hey, they have IBC root beer this time. And this was a couple weeks ago. And I was like, yeah, sure. And she wanted McDonald's again tonight for reasons. So I was like, sure, okay, fine, I'll pick it up. And I wanted the IBC root beer as well. Anyway, games. That's what everyone's here for. That was an unsponsored McDonald's ad. I was busy for the last 2 weeks very heavily, but I didn't play anything new, I don't think. There is a game coming out, and I did play the demo a little bit, but I didn't play the tutorial, so I got confused. It's called, oh god,
Jesus Christ.
No, nice try. The Great War Front. Well, I forget what it's called. I'll find it as I'm talking. It is a new game that's coming out. It's an RTS based on World War. Yeah, there it is. The Great War Western Front. It's a World War I based RTS game. Probably in the lines, based on the couple minutes I played, of like a Company of Heroes RTS, not like a StarCraft RTS. So it's really cool, but I got confused of how to play because I tried to attack and I just died every time, which is kind of expected, but it's kind of boring. So I'm hoping that maybe I just don't know how to play. Outside of that, I played some Age of Empires 2 yesterday and a couple other times, I'm sure. So I keep playing that because it's a fun game to play. And I think that's all I played. I did have interest in playing The Forest, but I don't think I'd have fun by myself. So I think I'm free this weekend. So if you guys are free, we should play The Forest because the new one is coming.
Empire must continue.
It must continue. It must continue. And the new one's coming out soon, even though it will now be early access, which is a little bit strange that they delayed and still are only at that phase. But it is what it is. I'm going to stop talking about me and what I'm doing. Tom, you, how are you? What are you playing? You didn't tell us.
Well, I'm due to tell you in my own time.
And what are you drinking, too, by the way?
Oh, I saw what he was drinking.
He did. I got that Silver Bullet Diet Pepsi right here. Oh, yeah. It's what we call the replacement for the Bang energy drink. Once the doctors told me I shouldn't have it anymore. My blood pressure's going down, though, boys. I actually had a Bang energy drink the other day. Felt only slight heart palpitations. So one day they will return. Got a little agua on the side, too, so staying hydrated. But yeah, I'm doing tired. Work's kind of wearing me down. It's great. I have played a good number of games. The biggest one, I get to ring the bell because I played and beat Marvel's Midnight Suns. So
yeah, someone beat a game! Someone beat a game on our podcast!
Yeah, just not that far into the second month of the year either, so all prizes and confetti. And yeah, I've talked about it probably every week since I started playing it. Still a great game, still really like it, still looking forward to the DLC for it, because I will play it again. It has a New Game Plus mode also, which is cool, because guess what? New Game Plus is fucking cool, guys.
Is it easy mode? Where you go in with your crew, like, super leveled?
Nay. Oh. You get to keep all of the heroes that you had by the end of the game. And you get extra hard missions that you can play. And all of the areas that you get to play in over time are unlocked from the beginning. But they all start at, like, level 1, and you still have to research stuff, I think. And I think you still have to earn your power cards back, but like you get to start with some benefits at the beginning and you get to play with who you want. So, which I think is reasonable. Like it's honestly like not fun if you just have everything fully unlocked and mega leveled from the beginning. It's like playing through Chrono Cross like for the fourth time, where, like, you've beat it the first time, and then you can't lose to Lynx again,
dude,
ever.
Listen, as someone who has fairly recently played both Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross and done all of the endings, it turns into a chore. By the time you're doing that, like, fifth ending, you're like, oh, God, make it end.
That's why I stop. When it gets masochistic, I stop. But yeah, Midnight Sun's super good. Loved, I wasn't mad at the ending, which is a rarity with a lot of games. And, yeah, go play it. I think both of you guys would like it. I don't know if Megan would like it because it's, like, strategy-y, and I don't think she's such a strategy gamer, but, I think both of you guys would like it. And the biggest complaint anyone on the internet seems to have is that it's, like, Chimera Squad, which makes me want to play Chimera Squad. So that's fine. Get over it, internet.
Wait, have you still not played XCOM 2, though?
I have played some of XCOM 2. I got to a certain part. The missions are just so long, was my issue. I would get to a certain point and I was playing the same mission for like two and a half hours, and I'm like, I need to go places. I was just trying to play a little game. So that's basically why I stopped. But yeah, XCOM 2 is fun.
Well, I just recall that I am the only one who has played both XCOM 1 and 2 to completion, because you have played XCOM 1 but not XCOM 2. And Fleming has played XCOM 2, but not XCOM 1.
That is correct, yeah.
I think XCOM 1 is better still. So, I mean, you gotta play XCOM 1.
I don't know. I enjoy them both greatly. They're different enough, I think.
Yeah, they're different.
That, like, I can honestly be like, oh, I like them both, and don't hugely prefer one over another.
I would say it's the same for Midnight Suns. Like, it's not that system. Like, you don't have to worry about grids and moving squares and dealing with Overwatch and all that stuff. So it's a very different kind of system. But you get the same kind of feel while also feeling like the superhero that you're meant to feel like while you're playing. So I just can't recommend it enough. I would also say the biggest game I've played since I finished Marvel was, of course, Madden. Madden 23. I started a new group there, and I took the Washington Commanders, or the Commies as they are finally known, and had them move to Oklahoma City to become the Oklahoma City Nighthawks, then moved the Nighthawks back to Brooklyn to become the Brooklyn Nighthawks, because you can only get that name by moving to Oklahoma City, and it's a cool team color. But I did a fantasy draft of that one, and I have a team of Atomic Supermen already, so... yeah, I don't know. It's fun having Patrick Mahomes serve the ball to DK Metcalf. Not too much new there. I did see that Madden 23 is on sale already for like 80% off or something stupid on
Steam. Yeah, I saw that. It's like 12 bucks. It might be my
time. Hold on, I gotta check this out.
Take what's yours, Grandpapa.
This is when I buy it. Yeah, 18 bucks. Ooh.
Yeah, it's
Tis the season.
Might be worth 18 bucks. Might be. I don't know. I will be very interested to see how Madden evolves for the next season, if they actually do evolve it, or if it stays the same piece of shit that it always is. It'll probably be that, the second thing. I bought Fire Emblem Engage. That will be my next game. It's sitting on my... end table right now, ready to go on the Switch. I just haven't had the heart to move on from Midnight Suns yet, so that's basically why it hasn't gone any further than that. And I only beat Midnight Suns like a couple days ago. I'm making it sound like it's been forever. It's not been that long. I feel like I had one more, and it's not coming to me.
Are you back to Crusader Kings?
No, I was doing that for a little bit. Oh, I do have one more. Dave, aka Gaming Daddy, talked to me about playing a game called Scarlet Nexus, which I looked through on like a discovery queue at some point and thought like, oh, it looks kind of cool. And they had a free demo weekend, so he messaged me about like trying to play that together, and I didn't have time that weekend, so it was on sale for like 60% off or something stupid, so I bought it so we could just play it at some point. So that's in the future. It looks neat. It's like a anime-ish Blade Runner-y kind of thing. I don't know. It looks cool. It's got cool looking anime graphics. So now I'm done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's our topic for this week, Tom?
Our topic is, why is Madden not that great? No. I don't have a dedicated topic, because this is how we run the podcast now, is we haven't had a dedicated topic in 4 years.
You know, that's not... I mean, the podcast has been going for 3 years, so like...
Yeah. No, okay, 2 years, yeah. Sorry. there are two things I was thinking about. One was The Last of Us. I watched the most recent episode, which was quite good. It featured Nick Offerman playing Bill, who I did not really remember, honestly, but my memory of the first game sucks. But he had a great portrayal, and there was a great story. And I thought it was very well done. I think there was some backlash from the internet.
Well, that's because it's the internet, and
yeah,
people
they
are like
everything.
You know, people still, I'm just going to say it, people still have a problem with the gays. And it's like,
yep.
Come on. Just.
But wasn't Bill gay? Like,
yeah. No, the big thing is that they're like, it was only implied. I'm like, it wasn't implied, man. Like, it was straight up. He had the gay porno mags. He had, you know, he talks about his partner in a very affectionate and loving way. It's like when people mm-hmm. talk about, you know, oh, they were just roommates.
Yeah, no. How strange that he never took a wife and lived celibately with his roommate, another man, for many years. My, those New England mornings. But yeah, it was Yeah, it was very well done. I was very pleased with everything. And again, even my non-memory having self was just like, yeah, good episode, cool. So yeah, internet, get better. And on the other side of that one, we can talk about this a little bit in Controversy Town. And I hate that it's all us straight dudes in the chat for this one. But Hogwarts Legacy done came out.
Yeah.
It came out today. I thought it comes out in a couple days.
Is it not out yet? Whatever. I mean, people have been playing it. It's on like Twitch and stuff.
It comes out tomorrow, February 10th. We're recording on February 9th, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I already saw spoilers for the end of the game because someone was like, I'm just going to spoil the game, so hopefully you don't go out and buy it. And I was like, ooh, that's... And let me tell you, spoilers right now, guys. Snape kills Goofy. Bring it
yeah,
back.
I actually saw the spoiler stuff too, and I've already tried to like filter it out of my brain because it doesn't mean anything to me right now. Mm-hmm. But I gotta be honest. I think that's kind of a shitty way to be.
I have very mixed feelings, which I think is. Appropriate? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate.
It's appropriate.
Like, this is not, like, you know, we're gonna try not to be super political, but, like, I can enjoy Harry Potter without liking the person who created it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly my position on this. I grew up with Harry Potter. I looked like Harry Potter. I went to Japan and people called me Harry Potter. Okay? Like, just because J.K. Rowling decided to say piece of shit stuff on Twitter doesn't mean I can't like a work of art that she happened to write.
I think people's point, though, is by purchasing the books, the game, the whatever related to it, you are indirectly still supporting her, which I don't necessarily agree with. I just know that is an argument.
I hear the argument and I disagree with it. But I understand people making it, but I disagree with it because A, J.K. Rowling is already, in my eyes, richer than God, so who cares if she has more money? She's going to do whatever she's doing with it. B, to my knowledge, she's not actively donating to harmful causes with her money.
She just has opinions.
She just has shitty opinions. And that sucks, and I'm mad that she has shitty opinions, but they're also not written into the art. So it's like, let me put it this way. Varg Virkanez makes black metal. Varg Virkanez is a Nazi. Varg Virkanez's material as Burzum contains Nazi themes. Don't buy his shit. It's full of gross Nazi shit.
Boy, I was not expecting a Mayhem and Burzum reference on our video game podcast, but here we are.
It's I've been thinking about it, and that's like the best actual comparison I can make. And there are apologists for him because they like the music. And, you know, I think a lot of people disregard lyrics and try to just enjoy music. But still, that is a Nazi who you are funding who has done actual, like, crimes.
You mean, like, burning down churches and also murdering a man?
Attempted assault on other people? Like, don't give that guy your money.
But he makes really good tabletop RPGs.
No, he doesn't. It's just full of gross Nazi shit.
I know. I'm just...
And it's not even a good system. Like, come on, man. But, like... When it's that, I'm clearly against it. Like, but Michael Jackson's out there, and I like Michael Jackson's music, but Michael Jackson sexually assaulted children.
Allegedly.
civil suits were resolved, man. It's like OJ didn't kill his wife, you know?
But then he wrote a book called If I Did It. Or something like
which,
that.
All of the proceeds then had to go to the family as a part of the resulting civil suit. Those are cases where I feel like people have actually done harm, right? And like there's still like an artistic product that we still can't find ourselves a way to like remove ourselves from, right? Like we still enjoy those things. And I don't think that's necessarily wrong. Like just like an artist creates a thing, and unless that thing is full of piece of shit stuff and is like Nazi material, like stay away from the Nazi shit. Don't go there. It sucks. Don't support that. But like, I don't know, the Michael Jackson stuff, like I will enjoy some Michael Jackson songs. It's just a song. It's not about him diddling children, as far as I'm aware.
Except for Billie Jean.
There might be a deep cut in there somewhere, but
yeah, I was gonna say, if you play it backwards and at 3x speed, you hear I just like diddling kids.
Jesus juice.
Yeah, no, Tom, I'm probably in a very similar thought process when it comes to you, that in the case of Hogwarts Legacy, you know, it's one of those where I personally don't really have an insane interest in the game, but I know my wife does, right? Because she's one of the biggest fans ever of the series. And she has been since I've met her, at least, but I can tell you it's gone on even longer than that. She wants to play it because it looks like a fantastic way to experience the game again, or the world rather, again. So I don't know. I struggle with that whole like separate the art from the artist kind of thing and stuff, but it's also like I think of like other things that are like that you wouldn't be able to separate. Like let's say Isaac Newton or something like that is, you know, was a profound racist. You're still probably going to be okay with gravity. And I know it's a little different, but like, you know what I mean, though? It's kind of like
gravity is racist, goddammit.
But like that, to me,
it holds
when
everyone
you start
down,
to like,
it's equal opportunity. Yes.
Nice. You got it. But I feel like some people are like, oh, well, I can't be against, you know, some like certain people's work or, you know, thoughts or whatever.
Nazi scientists got us to the moon, y'all.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you.
Rocketry is what got us to, like, it boosted the space race. They were also the most advanced jet engines at the time. So, like, I know there's also the counter side of that, though, is that a lot of the, at least allegedly, the medical research that some of those, asshole Nazi guys did, actually, from a medical standpoint, just exclusively medical, it was a benefit to the greater society that they learned a lot, but it was also ethically the most terrible, you know, prejudiced, racist, potentially sexist, you know, stuff that they did. So you're not supposed to use that medical knowledge. It was actually supposed to be destroyed. But
it toes the line because a lot of what they did was ethically awful.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Also had no medical value.
I will caveat so that I don't get flamed on the internet. Yes, a lot of it had no medical value, but I do know there were things that they did that would have provided medical value. It was just totally unethical, and it's one of those where it's like, do you take the good stuff that they did there and just ignore the 99% of the shitty stuff they did? I don't know what the answer is half the time, and I think a lot of people need to come to their own decision. And we're way off base from Hogwarts Legacy, so let's guide back towards that instead.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm going to play the game, and I think that's okay. And I want trans people to know that I don't hate them because I'm playing Hogwarts Legacy.
I have a way of putting it. Here's the thing. Yes, you might not like her, and you might disagree with her, but the developers, from my understanding, I haven't done too much personal research, have been very adamant about, like, here's how she would get money from this, here's how we have absolutely not, here are our personal beliefs and support. So all of these people who are adding on to, you know, the concept of this wizarding world are not her thoughts and opinions and beliefs. They have to follow certain guidelines, I'm sure, but, you know, I don't think these developers are necessarily bad people. So no. Why would you hurt their living, you know, their living just because of a 5-degree separation away? She probably never even met any of them, or vice versa. They probably never met her. They probably said, hey, this is a great storyline and a good thing for us to develop.
I mean, absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, it's a beloved intellectual property, honestly. And it's just it's not going to go away anytime soon. And I understand why some people feel hurt, because and honestly, I think the biggest thing is they feel betrayed by the author, because they engaged in that world themselves and then later found out that that person decided to be a bigot and attack trans people, which is not cool.
And I think a lot of people in the trans community really embraced Harry Potter, and in a time of their lives where they were struggling, I am sure that Harry Potter an area of consolement, or I can't think of the words I'm looking for, just like it was a place of comfort for them. And then finding out the person that created that place of comfort is not that comforting soul they thought they could have, I could totally understand why you'd be hurt by that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And rightfully so. Like, you are okay, and your rage is justifiable. I think the art transcends artist at a certain point. It's like Star Wars. Like, if you found out that George Lucas, like, hates Russians or something,
that might be okay right now. But but I get your point. If you found out that he was a racist, would you not like Star Wars anymore, even though
it just wouldn't happen? Well, like, people still love Star Wars.
Yeah, people would still love Star Wars.
I have an even better one, which is everybody loves Cthulhu stuff now. Everyone's playing all kinds of Cthulhu games.
But H.P. Lovecraft.
Huge racist.
Yep.
His cat's name was N-word man. Like,
wait, the full thing man too, or just...
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's not even a joke.
Why?
It's on his Wikipedia page. I don't
know. The weird thing is, it was a calico cat, so I don't know where that came from, man.
But, like, I mean, that's the thing.
I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah, like, some troubled people create art. And, you know, again, if all of his art was nothing but racism, it would be awful and you shouldn't attach anything to it or value it. But it's not. There's a lot of interesting things to it. And that's okay. We can damn the artist without burning the art. And that's where I stand on that. So again, I just want trans people to know I don't hate you if I play Hogwarts Legacy. I just like being a wizard. And I think it's okay for you to be a wizard and tell J.K. Rowling to go fuck herself, and you'll be a wizard the way you want to be a wizard too. So that's where I sit with that.
Thank you, Tom. And I agree. Yeah, no, I would put it right in the same spot. I think you can even love art, I think, without even considering the artist at all. You could be like, hey, this is a really pretty picture. Or this is a really pretty story or whatever. And unless, you know, the person themselves is in it, or the material itself is offensive, I think that you can separate that. There's that whole, you know, death of the whatever it's called, artist thing. What's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're thinking
of. I can't remember the phrase, but yeah, it's just one of those where it's like, I don't think it's a bigoted story in any way. In fact, I think it was fairly inclusive. At least the movies, I felt fairly inclusive.
Very British.
Well, I know there's, I think in the books I'm pretty sure too, but I'm not any near expert, but I know that there were several black cast members that didn't need to be. And I know that they actually even in a play changed Hermione to a black woman, you know, in whatever that play was called as well. So like they've played around with things when like there's no set story there that would, you know, prohibit changing it. And I'm pretty sure she probably had to sign off or at least not stop that. Like, I'm sure she would have had at least some degree of IP, you know, capability there. So, like, I think it's one of those where, like, unless, you know, the next story that comes out in the wizarding world of Harry Potter is, you know, Harry Potter, the Auror, going after the gays or the trans or something, I'm probably going to be, like, I'm probably going to be okay. But I don't think that that's going to come out, so...
Harry Potter, book 8, Harry Potter versus the trans community.
But if she puts
that... He's got a mission, and this time...
If she puts that out, she'll ruin the story itself, and that would be, like, the black book of the story at that point. But I think that the game itself probably has a very good story. I didn't look anything up about it so far. I'm pretty sure it has a good story. And the world is a really cool world to experience. So, Pinto's like, so dude, quiet. Are you playing a Pinto if your computer can play it?
I probably not. And it's got nothing to do with my dislike of J.K. Rowling at the current moment. I'm just not... I like Harry Potter, but... I've always been a bit more, I have not been as into it as I feel most of you guys are. For instance, Amy, like, woo, your wife loves Harry Potter.
She does love Harry Potter.
I like Harry Potter. I'll put it that way. I like the books. I never even saw all the movies. So, like.
What?
Yeah, I know. I stopped at Goblet of Fire, I believe. But yeah, I just I like the books. They're not my favorite books. I enjoy them. It's not a world that interests me as much as other things I enjoy. So that's pretty much where I'm at. Yeah, I don't think I'll play the game, and it's got nothing to do with the politics of it. It's just I'm not that interested in it.
Yeah,
I will tell you that I probably would not go and get the game, but for the fact Amy wants to play it. So. I agree with you from the concept of the game, but I actually don't know too much about the game beyond like it. I think some kind of like running around, you know, solo single player kind of thing. And then obviously storyline there too. I don't think it's any kind of like multiplayer or collaborative game. So I don't know. I'm going to play
like
just
Skyrim, Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's my understanding too.
Yeah. And like, I never really was interested in any of the Harry Potter games either. Like I remember renting the Philosopher's Stone or the Sorcerer's Stone. Sorry.
You went British on it for a
minute. I know the Philosopher's Stone. I rented that. I think that was like a PlayStation 1 game because you know, that was the time it came out and I was just like, now, granted, it probably wasn't a great game either, but I never really had any interest in Harry Potter beyond the books.
That's fair. I mean, that's... Listen, we're all also in our 30s. Like, you don't need to be engaged in a thing like that the way it was a cultural zeitgeist when we were younger either. So it's... I mean, that's perfectly fair. My wife is interested in playing it as well, so she and I will probably alternate playing the game.
We're playing because of our wives, damn it. Blame them.
Yeah, and I don't have a wife, so I'm not gonna play it.
No, I'm kidding. I saw it, I have it on my wish list. I'm watching it to see how it comes out. I wanna see the reviews. What's kind of frustrating is that it's coming out for Xbox and for PC. It's not coming out for like the Switch at the same time, which kind of sucks.
Well, that's how graphically speaking, like it looks,
it's much it more does intense.
Yeah,
more
it
intense.
Looks like pretty graphically intense. So
it's supposed to come out for the Switch at some point. I'm pretty sure it's going to be like over the summer, though.
I think they probably have to do a lot of optimization.
They probably do.
Because otherwise, it'll end up like Pokemon, and you don't want that clippy experience.
True.
A game like that. It was okay in Pokemon. Like, it didn't ruin the game, but didn't make it great either.
Yeah, no, not something not like a Skyrim like game. That would be really really struggling. So
yeah, but I also want to come back to the point of people just like spoiling things just to be like
a dick.
No, you won't play the game. Like, you're just being a dick.
Yeah.
Like, do you not remember when people were running around yelling, spoiler alert, Snape kills Dumbledore?
Snape kills Goofy.
Snape kills Goofy? Come on, man. You definitely remember that time, and because you disagree with an author's politics is a shitty way to put it, but because you don't want people to play this game because J.K. Rowling is a shitty person, you have decided for them that you're going to try and fuck up that experience for them. And that's not cool.
People have done that forever, though. I don't think that's some new phenomenon.
But the rationale behind it is shitty. And it's a bigger campaign of people trying to
Is it because of the politics of it, or is it because...
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Because I remember when I think I've talked about it before, but if not, I used to run a gaming kind of new esports news site. I remember launching that site, and I remember that there was a small subset of people that just shit on anything new, right? And yep. We had a small scripting error in our code for that site that the developer didn't catch, which allowed somebody to redirect the site.
Fun.
They redirected the site literally 2 minutes after it went live, and we were having tons of traffic coming in, and we're talking about, you know, how we're excited to use this. They redirected it to meetspin.com, which
hey.
Exactly, it's funny, but at the same time they were like, they tried after that. It's just we had already fixed it, and we saw it a couple times for the first, you know, few weeks. And it's just because somebody, and that wasn't a political thing, that was because somebody just hated the idea of someone else being successful or doing something successful, or like rocking the boat, if you will, of, you know, that community. So it's just like
the wide world of esports journalism.
Yes. Well, actually, I mean, hilariously enough, I was just reading something that said, you know, in 2008, which is about when I launched it, 2008, the prize money was like 20 million across the world. And then by like a year or two ago, well, I guess it was like right before COVID, so it's probably coming back up, but like right before COVID it was 200 something million already in prize money. 100 times increase. It's insane how big things are getting now. The reason I bring it up is simply because I think it's not a new phenomenon to have people that just hate on, you know, other people's enjoyment.
I think the problem now with it, though, is the internet exists, so the reach of those things is much more, like, you know, it's like it's the difference between, like, someone went and saw The Sixth Sense and then walked out and was like, he was dead the whole time. 40 people are gonna hear it, whereas now you go on Reddit and you know, you sneak past the mods and you post something and tens of thousands of people see Snape kills Goofy, and you're like, what the... Come on, man.
But I love Goofy.
Yeah, and it goes everywhere with social media and the like, too. You got, you know, being reshared, tweeted, whatever, other just, stuff. You can't avoid it.
Yes. That's why, you know, for example, and, you know, I know you guys watch football, but, like, for me, you know, I watch pro wrestling, and the Royal Rumble was a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, all right, staying off social media because
blackout.
I don't want it to get spoiled, and it's going to get spoiled immediately. You know, as soon as something happens, it's going to be up on Facebook and Reddit and everywhere. I'm just like, I'm just unplugging for the night until I can watch it for myself. You know?
No, yeah. I mean, the best way to kind of enjoy stuff now is to like not engage in any media regarding it until you've completed it.
Which is so depressing, too.
I mean, I would kind of think like, I mean, you guys saw the twists and turns that happened in, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake, just because we always got to talk about Final Fantasy.
Bringing it back.
But, like, I mean, come on. Spoiler for a minute here. How would you feel if you're going into that and you see a spoiler that Barrett gets stabbed?
Or that, like, there's Dementors.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, the Dementors are kind of at the beginning.
But still, I mean, someone that hasn't played it at all, you know, might fall to that if, you know, people don't warn them that this is like a spoiler thread or article or something.
They're like landmines. They're just so easy to hit everywhere you go. But I think there's two ways about it, though. Like, there are people who are talking about a thing that happens because they got there and they want to talk about it with people who have also gotten there to, like, share the experience and just talk about the game. And then there are dickheads who have gotten there and want to ruin things for other people. This particular case is just people militarizing the dickhead faction. And you might think that you're doing it for a good cause, but you're still a dickhead. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think it applies to everything, but there's a quote that's like, the worst way to piss someone off is to be a genuine fan of something where you just enjoy it. And you're like, yeah, I see, you know, the faults in it, but guess what? I still enjoy it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely.
That's how I felt about the most recent, like, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I was like, people are all mad about this, but I'm just having fun playing my children's game, catching little imaginary creatures and doing battle.
But the frame rate!
I know, how dare I have a good time in the frame rate.
I think that is a discussion, like, that's a very lengthy discussion about, like, mob mentality and humans just kind of, well, yeah, sucking. I mean, I don't understand how people do some of the stuff they do, thinking that, like, ethically, like, it makes sense, and, like, they think they're, like, leading this great crusade, but they're just being a dick. I'll tell you guys what on fly. I don't want to tell you here because it relates to my work, and I like to avoid that. Yeah, just, I know of, like, things that people have done that it's like, you know, we're doing this activity because of this. It's like, yeah, but that's a douchebag thing, you know, to do. I don't understand how you say I'm going to do something that is not cool to try to make a point that what you're doing is not cool.
It's like an eighth grade mentality. I'm going to bully you to show you that bullying is bad. Like, what? That's stupid.
Yes.
Why don't you realize that you're being stupid, you stupid eighth grader? Grow up and become a 30-year-old man baby who loves Star Wars so much you're gonna hate on other Star Wars people that don't love it as much as you.
And you're gonna love Star Wars even if George Lucas is racist as shit.
And you're gonna love Star Wars so much that secretly you actually hate it.
Yeah, but you can never let anyone know because you are Star Wars, and that means you hate yourself.
And Luke Skywalker is inside you.
Ooh. That's not that lightsaber you're feeling. Oh, man. Guys, that was some very good yes anding right there. I just want a little applause. A little applause right there.
Congrats, guys. We did it.
Cool. So I said I didn't have a topic, but I think we hit a pretty good topic there.
Yeah.
It's one of those topics where I'm afraid if we actually had people listen and comment, we'd get someone who's like super pissed at us and tries to cancel us. But
hey, I do want to let you guys know that currently our Let's Play of I Am Jesus Christ has zero likes. Has some dislikes, though.
Seriously? Hell yeah. How many?
I don't know. YouTube doesn't actually show you anymore. It doesn't tell you because dislikes hurt people's feelings. But, you know, when it's
dislike,
neutral...
Dislike, give me all of your dislikes.
How many views does it have?
Oh, not many, only like 14. Oh.
And they all disliked it.
Yeah, here's the thing. YouTube kind of... They're trying to mitigate negative reactions. So first, they took away the dislike bar. No, actually, first, they turned the dislike bar gray instead of red. Because, you know, red's an aggressive, red angry mean color. So they...
Red mean.
So yeah, so they turned it gray. And then they stopped showing the amount of dislikes on videos, at least to the public. So now, when I go on there, if there's zero likes and zero dislikes, it won't show anything. It'll just be like, oh yeah, you have a neutral video. If there are likes, it will show you how many likes you have. If there are likes and dislikes, it will only show you, like, the ratio. So it'll be like, oh, you have 75% likes. So, you know, like, three likes.
Calculate your own dislikes.
Yeah, three likes. Oh, I must have one dislike. When there's dislikes, it doesn't say. It just says...
So it tries to divide by zero.
What you're saying is if I go on there and like it right now, you would have a decent idea of the number of dislikes?
Yeah, it'd probably only be like 50. I bet only like one person. Oh, okay.
You're now, you've got a like.
All right.
I mean, here's the thing. I have a review on Steam.
You have a hell of a review on there. 85 likes. Yeah.
You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me, YouTube. Are we checking?
Is I this am
live?
Checking,
is
actually.
This live
yeah.
analysis on the Joypad podcast?
It was only one dislike, so now we're at a 50%, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm mad it wasn't more.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, bring me all your dislikes on I Am Jesus Christ.
Well, we have to
finish it. It was probably the developer.
We were not excessively mean, I don't think.
No, it was a game.
Hello, Jesus.
You could play the part yourself, Tom.
Hi, Jesus. I'm going to add that to my my voice acting reel, so once I become Rick and Morty, I can also be Joseph, Father of Jesus. That's another interesting one. I haven't played that game, High on Life, but that was a bigger game around the Christmas time frame, and now Justin Roiland did some sort of domestic abuse and domestic assault and go in prison.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, years ago there were videos that would like come out of him, you know, doing his voice acting thing, but he would be like hammer drunk and he'd like start crying while doing voice acting. People were like, ha, Justin Roiland's so funny, what a crazy guy. It's like, you know, you're not concerned about this man's mental health or his, like...
Sounds like he has a problem.
I think... it's like Kanye. Let's be honest. Kanye is... got issues, man.
Crazy.
But that's the thing. He's got issues, and no one wants to help him. They're just like, look at this fucking clown shoes moron.
I gotta be real. I think Kanye has had a lot of people try to help him recently.
Recently, yes.
I don't think Kanye is interested in getting Kanye help.
When Kanye West can go on InfoWars and make Doug Jones look moderate, or Alex Jones, what's the fuck? I don't know.
Doug Jones.
No,
Alex Jones is now Doug Jones.
I don't fucking know. I don't watch InfoWars. He just turns the frogs either. Gay. But, yeah, he goes on there and he makes the host of that show look moderate. You're like, okay, all right. Let's have an intervention.
Kanye, are you aware you might be a gay fish?
He does love fish sticks.
I think we're on the wind down here, unless you guys have anything else to say about Kanye West, J.K. Rowling, or anyone else with a controversial take on life.
I have a controversial take on life. Let's talk about me.
Yeah.
No, let's not.
Go for it.
I actually...
What's up? Who do you hate?
It's not a controversial take on life. It's a take on, like, the life of a video game series. I've been wanting to play Dead Rising lately. Love the Dead Rising games. But it's always interesting to me how, like, there'll be a series of games, and then there's just the one game that tanks, and then it's like, well, that series is dead now.
Yeah.
The only one that's fucking bullet... There are a couple that are, like, bulletproof, like... I thought Mortal Kombat was going to be dead for a little while until they did that reboot. Final Fantasy...
Mortal Kombat is brand recognition, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, it will never die because you can always just throw Sub-Zero and Scorpion into a thing.
And people will go nuts for it.
Yep.
Like, Street Fighter... A lot of fighting games can feel, like, bulletproof. Street Fighter, what, 6 is coming out soon? 8? 7? 6, 7, 8?
2?
2? Turbo Alpha.
2 Alpha Jones -5.
Yeah, but like, I was just thinking, no one liked Dead Rising 4, so now it's like, oh, Dead Rising is dead. Sorry.
And not Rising.
Dead Space. Oh, people didn't like Dead Space 3. Dead Space is coincidentally quite dead, you know, until the remake came out. Fear? Oh, no one liked Fear 3? No more Fear.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I don't agree with that. Approach, but that's like, I think a lot of video game studios are just really cutthroat.
Yeah.
With things, so if they think anything is kind of like outlasted its marketability, they're just like, nope, next. They should definitely probably bring Dead Rising back, because that was a great idea for a game and it was a lot of fun, except the controls sucked. So if you just fix that, you would have a lot of fun in this day and age of the Dead Rising game.
Did you play Dead Rising 4?
Did not play 4. I played like 1
either.
Or 2.
I played 1 and 2. But yeah, I didn't play 4. It's just... It's a bummer how, like... Like, Breath of Fire, Dragon Quarter didn't succeed, so now Breath of Fire has been, like, dormant since the PlayStation 2. It's like, dumb. Just try again. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
When was the last Wild Arms game?
Wild Arms, I think they made a 5 back on the maybe it was even PlayStation 3.
PS2, maybe 3. That's a great series that they could easily do something with.
Who made Wild Arms? Who was the developer?
I think it was Ace Pix or something. Let's find out. Wild Arms developer. Hello, internet. Thank you very much. MediaVision, owned by Sony. So Sony owns it.
Give me a Legend of Dragoon, Sony, you pricks.
Oh, yeah. That's like the most interesting one-shot wonder. At the end of the life of the PlayStation 1 that was beloved and just never had anything else come of it.
On the other hand,
I wouldn't be surprised if they do a remake at some point.
Yeah, on the other hand, sometimes it's okay to let sleeping dogs lie, I think.
Yeah.
I have, you know, and I could say that only with the fear of Jesus Christ in my heart that they make a sequel and it's utter dog shit.
It's okay.
But not that, you know, here's the thing people always forget is even if they make a bad thing, it doesn't ruin the first thing.
No. Even if you think it does,
it doesn't.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
I mean, though I will say, after 6 new movie installments and 85 new television series, I don't like Star Wars as much as I used to.
Well, I mean, how many times did George Lucas upscale A New Hope or the original trilogy? Let's just... There's got to be everything happening in every scene of these movies.
And we have to change the Ewok song. And, we have to change it so that Greedo shoots first, so that Han's a good... whatever.
E-chop, yub-nub.
Jup-jup. E-jup-jup. No, you gotta get past your own shit at some point with all that. But no, as far as like video games, if you have a good IP and you have one that flops, try it again. We should have another Breath of Fire game by now.
Yeah, you know what? This is, you know what? I'm turning this into a personal attack on Capcom because that's who most of these games are from. Dead Rising,
Mega Man Legends,
Breath of Fire. Get your shit together, Capcom. You're better than Resident Evil and Street Fighter, okay?
Konami, fix your shit with Metal Gear or whatever. Say sorry to Hideo Kojima. Like, I don't know. They're gonna make fucking Walking Simulator 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know why.
Oh,
Walk
also,
harder? Is that what it's gonna be called?
Blizzard, just fix your shit in general. I want to like your games again.
I don't think it'll ever happen with Blizzard. Blizzard, interesting back tie. Blizzard is one of those companies that I guess their game doesn't reflect any of the prejudices and awfulness, but it's so pervasive in that company
that it taints your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's an interesting differential to that same same thought process.
That's a bummer, man, because like. Yeah, we spent a lot of fun times in our lives playing StarCraft, and now I'm just kind of like, now when I look at StarCraft, I'm kind of like, I don't really wanna.
Blizzard also just hasn't done anything good in a long time either.
Wings of Liberty. Like,
yeah, that was what, 2010?
I don't know, maybe earlier.
Yeah, I think the demo was before then. But yeah, so 13 years of let's milk WoW for all it's got. That's what studios do these days, guys. They find one thing and they suck the market dry with it, and God help them if they go wrong with anything else.
Suck it dry.
I was actually reading something earlier that said that there are potential cuts at 2K and the Take-Two, I guess, owns 2K and Firaxis, and they published Midnight Suns, and they said, we have all these critically acclaimed games, but things are not selling is good, so we're probably gonna have to cut stuff and decide not to pursue other things. I'm like, God help you, if you cut the Midnight Sun sequel, I will fight you.
I want more XCOM.
There will be more XCOM. When was Chimera Squad? 2018?
No, 2020, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe 2021, even.
That's not that long ago.
It's not. But the way XCOM 2 ends, they're very much like, oh, there's going to be a sequel. So.
But yeah, that's one of the few studios I would say have been pretty successful and good at what they do. So buy their games. Keep them moving.
All right, let's wrap it up. I got to pee.
Okay.
My back teeth are floating.
Sure, Mr. Let's just talk for another 15 minutes before we wrap things up.
Listen, you gotta reach the hour mark, okay?
It's all about the metrics. You heard it here, folks. All right, that's it for this episode of the Joypad Podcast. We love you no matter... Well, no, we don't love you no matter what
you think. I was gonna say.
If you're a racist, we do not love you. If you are transphobe, we do not love you. If you are any sort of bigoted person, go get your shit fixed. Be better. As long as you're cool, we're cool. This is a really awkward thank you for listening. Anyway, check us out on joypetpod.com. Check out our Facebook, YouTube, links to our email, and other social media avenues. Check us out on your favorite podcatcher, wherever you're at. Listen to your favorite episodes. Give us feedback. Tell me I'm annoying. I don't give a crap.
Go watch our Let's Play of I Am Jesus Christ.
Give us a dislike on our Let's Play of I Am Jesus Christ, and then give a thumbs up on my review of I Am Jesus Christ in the Steam store, or a dislike there. I don't care. It all contributes to the same metric. And that's about it. So thank you guys for bearing with us. I know it's been a little bit of a hot topic one, but I think we probably got all of our best viewpoints out on that. And just to reiterate, we love everybody. If you're cool, just be cool.
Just be cool. Like,
yeah, and J.K. Rowling's a dipshit. Anyway, anything else, guys?
No.
I think we're good.
We're good.
I'm going out on J.K. Rowling's a dipshit. Goodbye, everyone. Stay joyful.
Goodbye.
J.K. Rowling's a dipshit.